Proclamation number 3471 of 22nd of April, 1945. Reminder and notice to end. Oh, that you would reflect and think of the approaching end. Your souls still live too much in the earthly world. They have not yet recognized the value of the gift which flows to earth from the spiritual kingdom. Incessantly people could draw from the source of eternal life and get the strength they need for earthly as well as for their spiritual progress. But they pass by this source apathetically. They pay no attention to the divine word. They do not open their hearts by thinking and asking about the meaning and purpose of earthly life. They remain defensive if they are informed of it, and they do not make use of the time they have left until the end, which is only very short. Earthly life will pass, and with it all comforts which beguile the human being as long as he stays on earth. But the soul lives on, even after the death of the body. And it is the soul which has to bear the consequences of earthly life. And it will be in great hardship. It will have to live in want and endure unspeakable torments because it is in a state which is not suitable for entry into the kingdom of light, where beatitude and peace are. It can only be considered according to its state of maturity in the kingdom of the beyond. And thus it will have to pay bitterly for not having made use of its earthly life and used it for the soul's higher development. And God knows its fate, which it is facing, and He would like to help it. He would like to protect it and still encourage it to work on itself in the last hour. He would like to snatch it from its fate, which it has prepared for itself. And he constantly meets people in his word, but mostly without success. He reveals himself in suffering, yet they don't pay attention to him. They keep turning away from him more and more because they are unable to see the Father's love for his children in suffering. And thus time passes and the end comes ever closer, and with it the day of judgment, when people will have to answer for themselves and receive reward or punishment. And the day will be dreadful for the majority of people, for only a few are devoted to God, only a few have faith in Him, only a few live in love so that they can stand before God on the day of judgment. And there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For everything that opposes God will be considered according to justice. It will have to languish in the hardest captivity far away from God. It will be banished again in the firmest matter on the new earth. It is a process of change of inconceivable significance that the spiritual will again be placed into a state which it had already overcome endless times ago. And it now has to walk the path again through countless creations in order to reach the stage again which earns it free will. But it has caused this state itself because its free will is wrongly directed, turned towards evil, God's antithesis, whose kingdom it now has to walk through again until it turns to God of its own accord and thereby redeems itself. And that is why God constantly admonishes people and tries to persuade them to turn back even before the end. He brings Himself close to them so that they shall recognize and strive towards Him. He tries to influence them through suffering and affliction so that they call upon Him and thus express their affiliation to Him. He tries to change their will so that they turn away from the world and its pleasures. He sends messengers from the spiritual kingdom towards them which they can recognize if they are willing, and He speaks to them through them, pointing them to the end, to the blessing of love and the danger of uncondemnedness. He imparts grace upon grace to them and knocks at their hearts. For the time is short until the end, but the time of banishment in the new redemptive epoch is endlessly long. And God's love and mercy is constantly directed towards His living creations, his children, who have gone astray and whom he wants to win back for himself, whom he wants to introduce into their father's house, into the homeland, into the spiritual kingdom where only love reigns, where there is peace and harmony and bliss, and where they're unspeakably happy in the Father's presence. Amen.